Friends, welcome back to The Schwitz. I'm Ben at Boy With No Job, and I'm here with Vic at VWeb, Jack at Jack Not John, and today we're going to be recapping a wild week in sports. From the Toronto Raptors defeating the Golden State Warriors and winning the NBA title, woot woot, to Gary Woodland knocking off Brooks Koepka at the US Open, and Anthony Davis packing his bags, heading to La La Land with LeBron. But first, fellas, how was your weekend?
First off, I'd like to wish all the papas out there a happy Father's Day. I think the weather held up. What do you guys think? I thought it held up. I got a couple holes out there.
Are you speaking to me? Are you wishing me a happy Father's Day?
You might be a father.
As the father of Theo. Is that what you're... Oh, happy my God.
This is your second, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm not going to lie.
God damn it.
Neither of you texted me. And fuck both of you. I'm as much of a father as anybody else.
I sent you an Instagram message. It must have gotten lost in like those requests, like, you know, like the 99 plus requests. That's where my message got lost.
I don't like to acknowledge people with dogs as dads. It's like, because then the sisters are like, oh, I'm an aunt. And then the parents are like, God, I'm a grandfather and a grandma.
I can't believe I'm a grandfather.
It's not, you're jumping. When kids come, get emotional like
we
that.
We didn't want to do it to Bruce. We didn't want to age
Not
Bruce.
That I'm belittling the life of a dog, but I never understood it. I never will. I won't do it.
It's funny that you say that because my dad is literally grandfather of Theo. And we love it. The grandpa of the boy. But yeah, happy Father's Day, everyone.
No, the weather was beautiful. It was beautiful in New York. As the only one of the three of us that was here in the city. Gorgeous, 82 degrees.
Oof.
These perfect low 80s. This time there was a breeze.
That's when you really shine, Vic.
That's thriving.
You got a little schwitz on your kepi, it's starting to leak down onto the brow and you know, maybe into the pits. They start seeping through.
I mean, the pits always are
schwitzing
a bit damp.
Vic, come on. That's they're not damp. They're ready.
They're ready.
They're ready.
They're ready. Jack, what'd you do?
I was out by the shore. Hung out with the fam. Played. You know, I've been getting some rounds in. My handicap is
hovering around 40.
Is really not dipping, but I mean, I'm logging some scores, and it's a lot of fun. Happy the weather held up. Missed you guys out there, but we'll do it another weekend. Don't fucking put in your calendar, Vic, because then you don't stop heckling me, all right? I'll tell you when I'm ready, willing, and able to house you.
As long as you send me an Outlook invite, then I've moved past Google invites. I will send you moved past group text.
I will send you
Outlook invite.
I will
only.
Send you a paperless post.
Paperless post. Well, thanks for asking how my weekend was.
Fuck you. Slick, tell me.
It's fine. I was in West Palm Beach, being the 60-year-old that I am, enjoying my time on the beach, time on the links, time with the wife.
Ugh. What a life.
Time away from my son. That's what real parents do, you know?
Did he get you anything? Maybe like drop a shit right by your bed?
Oh, no, he gave me nothing. Well, he did Instagram for me, which was very sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
It was very nice of him. He wished me a happy Father's Day. So, but yeah, look, I shot mid-40s. Sure, maybe I fluffed a ball or two. Who doesn't?
Who knows? Maybe
but
picked
I shot
up a ball. Oh, is this mine? Title it? Yeah, that's it. You know, like comb through the grass, give yourself a nice line. Hey, Barry, you know what? I'm gonna hit my rescue. Really, I thought that was really dug up in there.
That's my favorite. I played a couple of weeks ago with a kid. He was playing Titleist the entire day. I will leave him nameless for the sake of this podcast. Played Titleist the whole day. All of a sudden, he's on the green. Putting for par. Of
Schlesinger.
Course. Par, right? Always putting for par, even though I'm watching him shank it up the fairway. All of a sudden, he's putting for par with a Bridgestone.
Top flight.
Bridgestone. Playing a Titleist the whole day. Cheaters.
Did you bring it up?
No, of course not.
His club.
No,
his
not,
club, his
not,
rules.
Not his club.
Shame on him.
Not his club. Well, speaking of golf, Gary Woodland took the U.S. Open crown. Fighting off one hell of an effort from the machine, Brooks Koepka. Vic, I know you love Koepka.
Big Koepka guy. Huge. I love that came down to the final day. Justin Rose was in there also. It was, you know, we were calling a three-horse race towards the end. It was exciting. Beautiful course out in Pebble Beach. Some of these holes are just, you just want to stop and take a picture. If I was there, there are people literally on the beach watching the action. It's like you don't have to pay for a ticket.
They give you like a split screen. They show half the people on the beach enjoying themselves and the other half like on the course. It's like making everyone on the East Coast feel like real shit.
I want to take a mental picture. What's that from?
Dave? Click. Click. Alec Baldwin season. And it was a great tournament. Koepka was trying to do it for the third.
Yeah.
He was trying to do 3-0 for the first time. I forget the guy's name. I was laughing at yesterday.
Since literally
1905.
Wow.
I'm going to take you back even further.
Holy smokes.
And the first to do it since... Who went back to no, Tiger didn't go back to
We'll blank this part. Yeah,
We'll blank this part.
Yeah, beep.
But he was trying to fight off history. He's been absolutely insane in the majors. He ties for second in the Masters, wins a PGA championship, finishes second now. I mean, the only thing left is the British Open. The guy's just on an absolute tear. No one's been this dominant since Tiger in his peak.
And it's not even – it's so different than Tiger because Tiger looks like a golfer. Brooks Koepka looks like Mike Trout.
He's only 29, which I couldn't believe, by the way.
Wow, that is a crazy fact that
Matt
I did not
Kuchar's
know.
And Matt apparently 40, so find me a middle ground.
No, but Brooks Koepka is massive. By the way, I would have thought Matt Kuchar was 40.
What's Dustin Johnson? I feel like Dustin Johnson's the perfect middle ground there.
He's probably 33.
Dude, and Woodland's 35, so I don't... Woodland and Koepka look the exact same.
Whoa.
And I don't want to take anything away from Woodland.
Did you watch anything?
Whoa, I don't see color, Vic. What's wrong with you? They don't look the same.
I'm talking build, Jesus frame, Christ. Hair, yeah, build, facial
build and
recognition.
Frame. Gary Woodland is a fucking ass. That is a, a big bootied man.
That is a chunk.
Golf's like the ageless sport. You can look 10 years older than you actually are. I just couldn't believe Koepka was 29. I really couldn't believe it.
That's actually very impressive. I didn't know that.
But up until his first Open win, he was always like, DJ's boy. Remember, it was like, there's Dustin Johnson and his friend, his comrade, Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody had any idea who he was, and he won his first Open, and then he just became dominant. He's a machine. I mean, the guy's built like a linebacker. I read a story that he was actually, like, a highly recruited hockey player, got into a car accident, and couldn't hold a hockey stick. He hurt his wrist in an accident. His dad handed him a golf club. He's like... Play some fucking golf, man.
Wow, that is crazy.
That is the best.
Speaking of dual sport.
I want one of those car crashes.
Speaking of dual sport threats, Woodland actually was recruited to play basketball. He played for Washburn University.
Washburn.
On a basketball scholarship.
You're kidding.
And then after freshman year said, see ya, I'm going to Kansas on a golf scholarship.
Wow.
And they had him shooting in an arena. He drained like 5 threes in a row. There was some crazy
tournament. You're kidding,
Vic. He still got it.
Yeah. Washburn?
He's still Washburn U, baby. I don't know what their mascot is, but if I knew their name, I'd scream it at the top of my lungs.
The washing machines. Washburn washing machines.
Gary Woodland looks like he belongs on the Goldbergs. He just looks like a nice Jewish fella.
You watch that show?
You don't?
Is that with Jeff, Jeff Garland?
Yeah, I watch everything with Jeff. He's my guy.
Yeah, but there's something about ABC. If it's not The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, I'm just not. Or the Oscars. I'm not watching.
So let me take
this Modern
straight.
Family, sorry.
You won't watch the Goldbergs, but you will watch The Bachelor.
Yes.
All right.
And wait, so of the three things that you're watching on ABC, none of them are the NBA playoffs, and the other thing is an award show that happens once a year.
I was trying to get more credit to like...
But you said an award show that happens once a year.
Because it wouldn't have been truthful if I just said the only time I watch ABC is for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Certain events, events.
I watch ABC News late at night. You know,
I like to
see what's going on
in
my
city. I'm
loyal
to New York One. Very loyal to New York One, where all they have is
I haven't turned
sad,
on New York
stories.
One.
Don't, because it's just it's one shooting, robbery, memorial after another. There's nothing good on
it. It's like the default channel in like a doctor's office. It's like, can I get the TV? It's like New York One, and we lost the changer. So I'm sorry, you're just stuck with New York
the
One.
The changer, I'm
from 1905.
I've heard remote.
You're not from 1905.
I've heard remote. I've heard clicker.
No one's ever called it a changer.
Changer.
I have enough problem with people saying clicker. Changer.
I was in character as one who works at a doctor's office. I say remote, but in character as one who works in a doctor's office, they say changer.
Even one that works in a doctor's office. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. A changer?
A changer.
I've never heard of that.
Add that to the list of things that grind my gears.
I've never heard of that in my life.
But let's give credit to Woodland. We're talking about Koepka and Woodland and their dual sport threats and their...
We do need to mention one thing, though. Sure, praise Gary Woodland, that big bootied fuck, but sponsored by... Wilson
staff.
Are you kidding me?
You know that
sponsored
may, that
by
may
Wilson.
Come,
good
that,
for him.
That may come from the basketball background. Believe maybe there's some kind of
he's a dual sport sponsor.
He also plays for the Knicks.
It's not that
the Westchester Knicks.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he was 35.
I'm just saying, what is Wilson's connection to golf?
They make golf balls. They sometimes do? When I'm in the deep rough, I'll find the Wilson staff.
From 1986. Sometimes
when you buy those $9.99 45 golf balls on eBay, it'll come with like
six or seven Wilson staffs.
One Wilson.
But also my first set of golf clubs were Wilson.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to Wilson.
Yeah, shout out Wilson.
Well, speaking of Wilson ball, the Toronto Raptors. That was nice.
Nice.
Defeated the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals to finally bring a championship to Victor, the North,
to the Six.
North.
I'm still buzzing. I can't believe it. I even texted Jack. I think the day after I said, "Toronto Raptors are NBA champions." Wow! Like after everything we've been through in our predictions and Game One, we're like Raptors are going to take it. Then we come back here and we're like, oh, they're going back to, you know, Oakland, and they're screwed. But, you know, all of a sudden, Game 5, that was their one chance. It's over. And they, I don't know. We were going absolutely insane Game 6, back and forth game.
It was a great
game. It was an unbelievable game. And I don't think anyone has thought that it would end in 6 like that.
I totally agree. I did not ever see that happening. But Games 5 and 6 were instant classics. Unfortunately, we lost
two ACLs.
An Achilles and an ACL.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, that's
we got
right.
two. We got
that's
two right. year-long injuries.
Yeah, we lost two of the sport's best, and LeBron's over there just licking his chops. That freaking douche.
Yeah, well, let's he's not going to take up all of our time.
But yeah, games 5 and 6 were instant classics. It was a really fun series, and you just like if you're not from, you know, the Bay Area, you felt like obliged to root for the Raptors. It was like a team they've never been there. There's so, that team has camaraderie, and you even see Kawhi buying into it. He really loves those guys, and whether he goes to the Clippers, the Lakers, stays in Toronto, what that team has and had is a real bond, and you saw it especially today at the parade.
It's the single greatest 1 year turnaround, I think, in sports. Kawhi Leonard,
well, I have Boston, to say the
Boston. No, I'm not saying as a team. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Kawhi Leonard going from a guy that was not playing to, oh, we're going to sign him, but we don't know if he's going to stay. We don't even know if he's going to play. Remember that was the talk? Yeah. It was like, okay, he's going to the Raptors. Is he going to sit out?
And he spoke about it. He said this is one of the hardest years for me ever.
He is like, I'm so upset that it has to go to Giannis or Harden. When do we find that out, by the way?
I think we just wait.
What, for MVP?
Yeah, when the hell does that
happen? June 20th.
I guess we just get
it.
Whatever.
I think it's like this week.
This is why I hate that they wait, because
they're going to televise it. That's what they do. It's literally the worst award show.
The televising thing is not what I have a problem with. It's when we spoke about this, was it the first episode? When you wait to do these awards, like now it's like
stale.
Set in stone, Pascal's most improved.
We had another season already, and you're trying to award a season ago.
It's the hardest thing they have to figure
it
out.
It has to happen before the playoffs.
I agree. Also, because you can't, like, based on looking at the whole body of work, including the playoffs, because that's what we watched most recently, there's no way I would give it to Giannis. I mean,
no, you can't. But before the playoffs, you have to.
Say it's a regular season award.
But back to Kawhi,
and give it
like watching these playoffs. It's like that's exactly what I'm saying. He is the most valuable player in the NBA right now.
But we're all such victims of recency bias. Like that's what this is.
Recency bias is the greatest phrase ever. Yes.
I'm going to coin that.
Recency bias.
I didn't just make it, but I'm going to coin it.
It's really, I mean, it really, because we're going so crazy. I think it's just because of the run that they had. It's like they lose game one in the first round of the Magic, and everyone's like, you got to be kidding me. Then they shook it off, whatever, they won 4 in a row. Then they come and hit the Sixers, and before that game 4, I think, where it sort of feels like they're running out of gas. Here come the Sixers, Embiid, Simmons.
They had a really tough road.
And they flipped the switch. The game 7 that we'll be talking about forever and the shot. And then to lose the first two against the Bucks, to rip off 4 in a row. It's like, all right, well, now the end's got to run. You're playing the Warriors now. And they end up winning 3. They won 3 out of 4. No, 3. They won all 3 road games.
Yeah.
In Oakland. The run was... this is an all-time run, and it reminds me when he was in San Antonio, and they beat everybody, and they went to the Heat, and they just steamrolled him, and it's the run I think we're all just marveling on, and you could call it recency bias, but for me, it's just who they beat, how they beat them, And then now that we're talking about a parade in Toronto today.
And shout out to Fred VanVleet, because Fred VanVleet is the reason why they are currently NBA champions. Of course, it's everyone together. They needed him. He didn't know who was coming. But that being said, and I don't want to talk about LeBron yet because we're going to talk about him, but the same way that we say, oh, LeBron didn't win that championship because Ray Allen hit that shot, now I'm rethinking that because it's like Kawhi Leonard doesn't win that championship if Fred VanVleet doesn't have 23.
But you could say that for any of them.
I think that argument against LeBron is a bad one.
Before Jack jumps in, as much as we love Kawhi Leonard, the Ray Allen 3 I'll always have a problem with because Kawhi Leonard goes to the free throw line when they're up 2, and he hits 1 of 2. Before the Heat come down and get that rebound, to me it was like, oh my God, I feel so bad for this poor kid because he really was a kid back then. This is 2013.
Aw, Vic's a parent.
And then they – no, I love Kawhi Leonard, and I've loved him season Aztec playing for Coach Fisher. But that was the time I said if he just hit both free throws, they would have won that one. They would have won the second one. Kawhi maybe has 3 rings. Didn't happen. You know, we could do this. Everything happens for a reason. Ray Allen hits a 3. I know Jack wants to say, but I have to get in there because I will never forget him hitting that free throw. And that makes a difference. And you could probably go back 2 minutes before then and say, well, if Popovich called a timeout, maybe they would have won the game anyways. There's too many of those little things along the way. You could do that in a sweep.
I mean, I could go through the Pistons-Bucks series and tell you what if. What if Blake wasn't playing on one leg?
Totally. Maybe the Bucks don't even win. But back to...
I mean, they definitely won.
Back to LeBron. I want to talk about the Lakers because something huge happened this week that we should probably discuss.
There was bad weather in L.A., right? Is that what it was?
Monsoons. There was a tornado warning, an earthquake. I mean, what else is now?
Monsoons. When Anthony Davis was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers for, in my opinion, was a fucking haul. We'll talk about it. But I think that...
Oh, we're in it, baby.
We can put it off as long as we want. It's funny because we've taken 4 episodes to mention LeBron James's name. I don't think his name's come up once.
Good.
Since we started doing this.
These are three
LeBron haters here.
It was a haul. They got a haul for him. They got, what, the fourth pick?
Fourth pick, 2 others, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart. I'm a big Josh Hart fan. I mean, the guy's just a savvy vet. I do think the loss in the deal for the Pelicans was – not getting Kuzma. I don't think Kuzma's as good as the Lakers, you know, are holding him to, but there is a reason why they refused to include him in any deal, and I guess we'll wait and see what that reason is. We'll see how he goes this year, but as Ben said, it's a haul.
I think it's good, though. I think that splitting up Kuzma and Lonzo Ball, the two of them with their Supreme and Gucci and Instagram and all this crap.
Every player's walking through the tunnel with Supreme and Gucci and Goyard.
And their Supreme and their Gucci.
Even Josh Hart from Villanova's rocking Supreme.
I mean, I'm just saying, they were very annoying. You don't think they were annoying on Instagram? Okay. They're pretty annoying.
Every player now. If you want to blame somebody, you can blame Russell Westbrook because he's the guy who's like, you know what? To hell with suits and ties. I'm going to wear ripped t-shirts and shorts and capris.
Let's blame ourselves.
I know. I used to walk in the tunnel.
We're cool guys. Maybe we're influencing these NBA players.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's the reverse influence.
It's us.
I mean, I'd love to believe that.
Look at Vic. Vic looks cool as hell. He's got like one of those Supreme little man purses on from one shoulder to his right breast.
Wearing a Gucci fedora.
Yeah, with his Hermes belt.
Those really went out the window 7 years ago.
I wish everyone could see what Vic is wearing right now because it has nothing to do with any of those things. But he looks spiff as hell.
He does. To me, it's the timeline of this trade. When we were approaching the deadline in March, and it was they were going to give up not just those three guys. It was another three guys. And then these two first-round picks.
It was Zubac, Kuzma, Ball, or something.
LeBron wanted to win a championship right then and there. The whole landscape changed. They got the first pick. The Pelicans weren't supposed to get 1. The Lakers weren't supposed to get 4. The Lakers' pick was supposed to be dog shit. The Pelicans' pick was supposed to be dog shit. All of a sudden, the Pelicans were set up for... I mean, I think the Pelicans won this trade just as much as the Lakers.
Well, you know who's going to agree with you? LaVar Ball. Because apparently, that was the final nail in the coffin. The Lakers are never winning. He said, I guarantee it, they'll never win another championship. On the flip side, Vegas has him at +300 to win with the best odds. I don't know if either of you are buying into it. I don't even know what to think right now.
Oh, the Lakers are at +300.
Lakers are +300, but apparently they're never winning. So I don't know who's buying into what side of the coin.
It's Dan Gilbert 2.0. I mean, it's the whole letter all over again. LeBron's never winning, and he's going to win.
The art of the letter. It really went out the window.
Was that Comic Sans? What was that?
Might have been Garamond 14. Ooh,
Chiller.
Points.
Remember Chiller? It was like bleeding on the page. It was disgusting.
One of my favorites. Honestly, I mean, which side are you buying into? They'll never win, or that they're going to win this year?
I'm buying into the side that LeVar Ball is a fucking moron, and the fact that he's gotten this much airtime for being such an ass. Hat is so infuriating, and the Lakers are going to win the championship because the Lakers, LeBron James, not only is he incredibly heated because he didn't make the playoffs for the first time in his career, nine straight Since finals appearances year. Broken. Thank you for that fact check. He's motivated and he's ready, and he just got the best center in the league.
But how motivated is he? I mean, he's got Space Jam 2 with Klay Thompson starring without a kneecap.
I think that probably was filmed. I think it's got to be done.
I don't think it's. I think they're doing it this year.
How long does it take to film Space Jam?
I think he could do some standing CGI work there. I think that's the least of his.
Yeah, maybe
that is the least of his.
It's
going to
be like a James Cameron Avatar CGI.
Maybe we'll get Lowry in there because the whole thing is he couldn't get a. What was it? He couldn't get a Nike guy or Jordan. No.
He couldn't get guys. I thought he just couldn't get guys.
There was some theory that if you have Jordan, you can't play, and that's why he couldn't get.
Oh, now he's getting selective.
Oh, yeah, because Jordan, like, all right, so maybe he'll get Lowry.
He'll definitely get AD now.
All that I know is that I'm not watching Space Jam 2 unless Newman's in it.
And I'm not watching Newman. It regardless.
If Newman's but not in it, I'm not watching
it. It's a sham and a mockery, and I'm not purchasing a ticket to go to that theater. It
honestly is really fucked up. It is. You're recreating a masterpiece, and you're putting LeBron on a pedestal that he does not belong on. Jack, you were going to say something.
I was just going to bring it back to Anthony Davis. I think... everyone just forgot that a year ago we were saying this guy's an automatic top three player in the game. And there were games this year where he played a half, two and a half quarters, three quarters, and the guy ended with like 31 and 16. I just saw that he hired this shooting specialist at Lethal Shooter, shout out.
Yep, my boy.
To just train him in LA and just get him a shot, and that guy is absolute money. Him, Drew Hanlon, Brickley, those guys are absolute money. And Lethal Shooter is probably the best shooter out there, the best shooting coach out there. And what AD is going to do in LA is going to be really scary. I think the supporting cast that they currently have on the team, a lot of expiring contracts, but let's say you keep Rondo on a minimum deal. I mean, those guys, Rondo and AD were in New Orleans together. Rondo is a good vet to have on your team when he's not sitting. Like, remember that game where he sat next to Jack? Yeah. He, like, moved to, like, the scores table?
Yeah. He's good.
He surrounds with a bunch of these guys, and they say that they're in the Kawhi sweepstakes.
Everybody thinks they're in the Kawhi sweepstakes.
What I was going to say.
I mean,
Kyrie is a possibility. More so than ever now, but
yeah,
shout out to Alex Caruso because that kid is really fucking good. And
I don't know if Alex Caruso is putting them over the hump.
If Caruso's the cornerstone, then what do you need Kyrie for?
I don't know.
I mean, how high is this bar?
Let's get Caruso on here. What do you say? Johnny, can you phone Alex Caruso, see if he's available next Monday night?
I just want to know, like, Lakers and...
Nope.
I'm just going to move on to the phone now. I'd love to recognize that, but I just...
I really have no help there.
Yeah, Alex Caruso can't come to
the
phone.
I mean, a lot of this is, you know, Lakers getting back to title town and days and, you know, Kobe and Shaq and...
The Lakers are ruined. Fuck them.
The Lakers are back. The Lakers are going to win the ring.
But it does suck. And here's my thing. You have KD...
Hold on. You're a Laker fan.
I was.
Please. Fine. You're not a Knicks fan. We know that. We've established that on this podcast. You can tell me that you're not a Laker fan, too.
You know, I'm going to be
so
honest.
So what are you?
He's an Orlando Magic fan.
You're like me in the NFL.
The
Raiders.
This past Friday, I just kept saying, we did it. I was talking about the Raptors, and I kept saying, we did it. We did it, baby. I actually said it.
I'm starting to think you're the guy that drove the Del Curry jersey out to Drake.
You know, people say I can move mountains, but
they had a picture of the guy going through an easy pass, and he looked just like you.
Look, it's tough to not. I don't like LeBron, and I'm saying this, but Now that KD and Clay are out for a year, wherever they're going, they're not
West
playing.
West is wide open.
West is wide open. Nobody knows what's happening at the Rockets because everyone's for sale besides Jimmy Harden. And you could say the Blazers, but Dame and CJ aren't keeping up with LeBron.
They're choke artists.
So I think they deserve to be the favorite. I think they got those. Yeah, at least they are artists. They've got some creative. They've only got the monkey off their back. They got to the Western Conference Finals. Sure, they got swept, but give them something.
I love that expression.
Give them something. They won two series.
They got the monkey off their
back. And they beat the
bats.
Nuggets, who everyone said was amazing. Maybe we're forgetting about the Nuggets. I think they deserve to be the favorite. Oh. I'd like to see someone else knock them off.
Oh, Nuggets. We're forgetting about the Nuggets.
Nuggets.
No, by the way, that's a great call.
There are some threats. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk.
I'm calling it right now. The Nuggets.
That line too. Cakewalk.
I know that we're not doing it, but I'm calling it right
now. I got a whole
list. You got
list
it. No, do it now. The way too early Western Conference predictions.
The Nuggets win the West.
All right, I'm going Lakers. That's easy money. LeBron James, AD, and another superstar.
They'll win the championship, but I don't know if they win the West.
I think they're going to win the West, but that might be a good call because the whole load management thing, if there was ever a team to adopt the load management, Frank Vogel with LeBron James, Rondo, AD.
I want to give a shout out to someone on the coaching staff who I have been lobbying for years. Lionel Hollins!
That's my guy!
That's my guy! I've been talking. I could not believe it. This guy hasn't had a job. And I said the same thing with Frank Vogel. These are guys who bring together Lionel Hollins brought that Memphis Grizzlies team together with Rudy Gay and O.J. Mayo. And then you had Frank Vogel with the Danny Granger, Paul George, David West team.
By the way, they got great coaches.
These are guys who aren't going to take crap from LeBron.
President of the Grindhouse, Lionel Hollins.
I'll tell you why Frank Vogel hasn't had a job. Because he murdered the career of the great, almost great, never really got to great, Roy Hibbert.
Oh, God. He had so many injury problems. You can't even
Roy Hibbert had the greatest playoff run. The guy was just a machine. And then all of a sudden came back and was dead.
He was great under Frank Vogel. Yeah. It was when he went to L.A. and he was just absolute ass.
I mean, that was the team that took the LeBron, Dwayne Wade
Maybe
Heat
that's
team.
The connection. Hibbert. Back to the Lakers.
Can you imagine? Dude, he'd be lucky to have a spot on the practice squad.
Lucky to have a spot on the roster?
Dude, what? Roy's dead, man.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Roy's dead.
Add that to the list of tasteless jokes.
Johnny, can we get a fact check? Is Roy Hibbert, in fact, dead?
No.
Johnny,
you know what? I actually think maybe we could get Roy Hibbert on the line next week.
We can definitely get Roy Hibbert on the show.
I think Hibbert would pay to be on the show.
I think Hibbert would come with me to lunch.
So do you?
And he'd be
Roy Hibbert, you want a half pastrami, half corned beef from second half?
Roy Hibbert hasn't been this relevant since Georgetown was in the Final Four.
Yeah, he's.
I was a big Hoya guy.
You were a big Hoya guy. They need another piece though?
Sorry, fuck the Hoyas. Patrick Ewing.
You're just going on a Knicks rant now. I can't do this.
No, fuck Patrick Ewing, and that's how we start talking about the fucking NBA draft this week. Barclays Center.
Brooklyn!
The New York Knicks were supposed to get the one. Patrick Ewing was supposed to rig it for us.
Oh, God.
And all of a sudden, he just dropped the ball. Pelicans got one. Knicks have the third pick, though, and we're going to talk about it. Jack, your thoughts.
I'm most intrigued by this fourth pick that the Pelicans now have. They have the first and fourth.
From the Lakers.
They just got it from the Lakers. And from what I'm hearing, there's instant buzz. And I've heard, which to a guy we all love, I've heard instant chatter with the Washington Wizards. I don't know what the package would be to land Bradley Beal in New Orleans. But if there's any way that David Griffin, who comes in and is an absolute mastermind from day one, the way he's handled everything. I mean, the guy's an absolute genius. If he could somehow land Bradley Beal and put him with Zion Williamson, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and another piece. I mean, they still got money. They still got young guys.
They have $20 million. That's the most underrated part of this.
Yeah, I mean, this team could be in – this team is a playoff team if they land one more guy.
One guy.
They pull off a Bradley Beal team – They're this year's Kings.
Yeah.
They grab Bradley Beal. They're this year's Kings. Yeah. And you know what?
Everyone's forgetting they stole Jrue Holiday. I mean, that could be part of the trade.
Oh, yeah.
But
are they better than the Warriors?
Next year?
Like, that's crazy that we're saying the team.
No, Steph, Draymond, Iggy, Boogie.
A lot of things need to happen. One, I doubt that Boogie's going to
be there. I don't think Boogie's staying.
By the way.
Boogie in L.A.?
Boogie on the Pelicans
back?
Again.
He's going back? Rondos?
I'm saying they really need a five. It depends on how much they'd need to pay him. If Boogie would go there for $12 million, I think that's worth it.
Well, you're forgetting that
they got Ja.
And Julius Randle's now paired with everyone he played with 2 years ago.
No, I heard he's going to Brooklyn.
He's
going to
opt out.
No, everybody says he's going to the Knicks. The Knicks are in.
Knicks?
Yeah, it's great. The Knicks are going to give a max deal to D'Angelo Russell and Julius Randle.
I'd love to know these sources that always say X, Y, and Z is going to the Knicks. Kyrie, going to the Knicks. Kevin Durant, going to the Knicks.
Whoever it is, Julius Randle. They're liars.
For the next episode, we all got to get the same sources because I'm hearing Julius to the Nets. You got him to the Knicks. You got him to the back to the Lakers.
No, but that's pretty classic. The Nets and Knicks this whole offseason are just sharing picks because sharing signings. Everybody's just basing it off of where they're looking at homes. And the Nets and Knicks live like the stadiums are right next to each
other.
It
doesn't matter where. You could be in Jersey. You could be in Connecticut.
That's what I'm saying. And you can play for either team.
And Vic's a realtor in his spare time. Look, if anybody's looking for a home in West Orange,
I know,
Victor is your guy.
I agree. This fourth pick's very interesting because you have the Hawks who could move up and try to get Culver, who I really love. And if you watch that NCAA championship this year, the guy was doing it all when they were struggling on offense. He was playing defense. The only knock that scouts have said is that his outside shooting isn't the best.
Sucks.
But that's okay. You're paired with a guy like Trae Young, and you got that whole core. Yeah, Collins.
It's way better than DeAndre Hunter's outside jump shot, though.
That's what people say. Some people like to go Hunter at four. Some people think Culver at four.
I think Culver.
I think he's the best guy out of the top three. And speaking of the top three, that third guy that's drafted isn't R.J. Barrett. That's when I will lose it with the Knicks because I love Duke.
Oh that's when you'll lose it?
That's when I'll lose it.
I've
lost
it.
That's when I will lose it.
Since literally years and years and years.
RJ Barrett was proven from the beginning, and he was very good with Zion Williamson. I think he's a guy you can throw into any offense. He's lefty. He's got the southpaw action going on. He could shoot. Once again, the only knock is the free throws, which, you know, he'll have to work on that. Because
what position does he play? Is it a two? Is it a one?
I think you make him a 1A and a 1B type of scenario.
He's definitely a two. He's a 6'7".
He came into Duke as a one. Then
I mean, some people like to say that it's
the
NBA is positionless basketball these days.
So, if it's positionless basketball, then Zion Williamson should have a great time, right, Jack? He should have a great time.
Nah.
I just think for once the Knicks should not. I don't think they should be like they were cheated. They were cut out. They weren't given a fair shot. That RJ can't give them as good of a future as Zion. It really could be, and he's someone I watched all year long. We all did.
He's a stud.
Couldn't get enough of that dude. He's a stud.
He's a stud.
I think
he's
for
awesome.
Once, Knicks
awesome.
Fans, you just forget about KD. It is what it is. It's going to take a long time for him to get better, even if we get him, which
I hope we get
that,
him.
I hope we get him, too, because then it's just an optimistic tank year, you know?
For once, Knicks fans, speaking of optimistic, be happy you're even in this position. You could have the fourth pick. You could have the fifth pick. Just be freaking happy when it comes to Thursday.
It's honestly true. Thank God. I want to talk about sleepers. Jack, do you have a sleeper for this NBA draft? Who's going to sneak into the top 10?
I don't have a guy who's going to sneak into the top 10. I think the top 10 is pretty solidified. I think 4 through 10 is just going to shift. But there is a guy that I like who I think is a little undervalued. He's a Pac-12 guy. He's a long, young guard/forward. I like Lewis King. He really hurt his knee.
Oregon kid. Yeah, he was good in the tournament.
He was really good, and he's really long. I think a part of me thinks it's a mistake that he leaves so early. I mean, he's real raw, but that for this NBA, he is the prototypical guy. I mean, he could defend the 1 through 4. He's going to develop that jump shot, and he could handle the ball a bit. I really like Lewis King. And honestly, what a freaking name, man.
Unbelievable.
Right?
It's not even just that. It's Louis King III.
Yeah, does he play jazz? That guy must play like the trombone
smooth
or so.
Smooth jazz.
Yeah, he's as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Vic, who you got? Smooth as the other side of the pillow.
By the way, for listeners, Vic's starting to schvitz.
It's that sad point.
It's that Hermes belt. It's really starting to tighten up on him.
It's when you start to feel your shirt cling to a part of your body that isn't like your armpit. And
left
like,
all breast. Of a
sudden, yeah, right under the breast.
And I know the, I know
it's
the
clinging.
Feeling.
And then you have the lower back syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
What's if that's lower back syndrome. A guy I want to talk about that I guess many people will forget at this point, and it's kind of funny. I was going to say Cam Reddish because I just feel the guy's been getting all this freaking heat, and he was third banana to the two greatest stars and top three easy. But the guy I'm really going to go with is Rui Hachimura from Gonzaga, and I think he could fall to the Timberwolves, and he'd be a great pairing with Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns. Just a guy that I've watched. Gonzaga was a dominant team all year. He's 6'8". He can spread the floor. And you know what? You guys can laugh all you want, and you weren't expecting it.
No, I like Rui Hachimura.
I think hovering around the Minnesota's the 11th pick, I think it'd be a great pairing in the front court. Karl-Anthony Towns needs more athleticism. They've sort of shuffled so many guys in and out, even though he's only been there for 3 years. It feels like he's played with 30 different guys. I feel bad for him.
If the Knicks do trade back and pull off that deal with the Hawks that's been rumored, like getting like the late lottery picks, I actually really like Rui Hachimura. I think he looks like a man amongst boys playing in the NCAA. Is. I mean, other than Zion, that guy is just like real physically and like gifted. I mean, he's ready.
He looked like a man amongst boys playing in a conference where he was a man.
Shame on you.
Playing against St. Mary's.
Shame on you,
where they are
the
just...
The Gales are a studly team.
Don't you dare disrespect the West Coast Conference.
Just because they're all from Australia doesn't mean they don't know how to play basketball. Shame on you.
When you beat every team by 20 and 30, like, you're done. I don't care who you are. You're
playing
pros.
And they lost a couple games.
Of course they're dominant.
And they lost the Elite Eight to Texas Tech. It's not like they had their classic first or second round exit. They're number one seed, and once again, Gonzaga couldn't get it done. I feel
Texas
bad.
Tech was playing, not to talk about that too much, but Texas Tech fought like Floyd Mayweather. They were just defensive.
Fought like Floyd
they
Mayweather?
Did. They were Floyd Mayweather's
That's
never the one
your
throwing
analogy?
The punch.
You
He's always the one backing down. You feel me, no?
Shout out Tyson Fury. We had to throw it out there. This is nice job. This is where we get to plug this Saturday
don't,
night.
Do not give him credit.
Man.
He was not going.
No,
for
that's
angle.
All Ben.
Don't you dare?
That's all
that was
Ben.
Me. That was
Shout
me.
Out Tyson Fury. But Ben has a guy that he's just itching. He's salivating to just spread to you guys. He just wants to just a little taste. Ben, give him a little taste on your sleeper for this Thursday.
There was a man in the NCAA tournament.
Is everything okay?
That almost beat Duke. And nobody wants to talk about him because he's so big and they don't think that he'll have any longevity. But Taco Fall needs to be an NBA player. I think he needs to be top 10. I think he would be amazing on the Atlanta Hawks. I think that you move John Collins to the four.
He is a four.
And all
right
of a sudden,
now they have Dwayne Dedmon.
Oh, Dedmon. So good. Yeah, Dedmon, the backup center. I think Taco Fall he's unstoppable. Think about Yao Ming. Yao Ming couldn't be touched. I know Yao is such a special
it's a different
player.
NBA.
I know. It's very different.
I like the Taco Fall call, but top 10, I mean, this guy could break his fucking legs tomorrow.
Yeah. So,
reaching
so,
for like
so
the
can,
ice cream.
So, what?
Like I mean, digging into the fridge, yeah, this guy yeah. could break his legs.
I mean, look, anybody can break their legs. I think that he's incredibly talented, and I think that everybody's
– I like Taco Fall.
Everybody's
and
sleeping
And I like that you went the Hawks because they actually –
they need him. They could
Hawks,
use him.
The Hawks in 2 years are going to be like a good – real good team. I think they have some bad contracts, but they might be one of the most interesting teams in this draft because they've got two lottery picks, and they're just itching to move up. And they're not losing anything by not moving up because they have gaps to fill. And I think they could address those gaps with their picks. I think they have the most first-round picks. But they have three first-rounders, no?
The Hawks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have three. And
I mean, they could address all these holes. And who's coming off? Is Bazemore off the books yet? I mean, this guy has just been lingering.
He's a lingerer, man. Lingering. Look, the question is, do you think that Trae Young is really as good as he looks? And if he is, then yes, I agree with you that the Hawks will be great someday. I don't know if I buy Trae Young's greatness.
I mean, did you watch this
I'm
season?
I'm buying Trae Young.
I did.
I'm buying Trae Young.
I'm fully
I like Trae
Ice
Young.
Trae, as we like to call him.
I'm just always weary as a longtime Knicks fan of giving too much credit to a good player on a bad team. Because a good player on a bad team puts up really, really crazy numbers and makes you think, they could be really, really good. Rest in peace, David Lee.
Oh, we love David Lee. God,
David Lee.
We used to love him.
It's all right, because he managed to circulate going to four different teams and
he won a ring.
Couple rings.
A couple rings.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him. Do you mind if I usher this in?
Yeah, change gears.
Yeah, right? I'm going to change gears on the folks. So we pitched a question to our avid listeners this afternoon, as we like to call it here at the Schwitz, DM time. And which summer flick are you most looking forward to? Ben's been in my ear all day about this flick that he's just itching to get to. So tell me about it.
A lot of people mentioned in the DMs the movie that I'm about to.
It was more
about to say. No, but I'm just going to shout. I'll shout out a couple of people who also said it. Carolyn C. Walden, LCN91. You got to work on that nickname. Odge. AAAJJJ. Odge. We're all in agreement that Lion King is going to be one movie that you won't want to miss. All right, fine. I'll sing a little.
Shout out Aj. We're gonna follow you at the end of this episode. That is a fantastic name. I don't know if that's your real name, but that is a fantastic Instagram handle.
Yeah. Real name 3A3J. That would be some name. Jack, what about you? What movie are you looking forward to?
You know, I hate to just like it's so mainstream with this, but I'm so excited for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I read Helter Skelter, which is about the Manson murderers. Yes, I'm a little crazy. Aren't we all a little crazy? But
insane.
I'm so pumped for Tarantino.
What are you, nuts?
For Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Margot Robbie, Brad Pitt, Leo. It's going to be awesome. I've asked you to hook up some tickets. I know you're just doing. I know you're keeping me on the edge of my toes for my birthday. Yeah. It's really nice.
Is that what it is?
Ben's getting me for my birthday. He hasn't told me yet. I'm very excited. He's getting me tickets to the premiere.
All right.
You're so good at surprises.
Fine. And I'll be there just, you know, hanging out in the back with Brad Pitt. I am so freaking excited. This is Tarantino's ninth film, so it means we only got one left because he says I'm only doing 10. And the Leo opposite Brad Pitt with Margot Robbie.
It's an absolute dream.
This is how it's done. And Brad Pitt, the guy's all time. He's been there, done that, from thrillers to comedies to horrors to drama. Brad Pitt really has seen it all. And we obviously know Leo's Leo, but it's such a great pairing. And then you have Pacino in there as well. And
there's
a couple of references to Scarface that I love. And I'm sure he's going to have all the classic guys in there. And yeah, that's just what he does. Tarantino brings everybody in.
By the way, the cast is...
But you've got two lines or 30,000 lines. Everyone remembers you're in a Tarantino movie.
It's unbelievable. And Emile Hirsch, Blast from the Past. We love Emile Hirsch.
Girl Next Door, baby.
Remember Bruce Dern, Nebraska? Pacino, as Slick said. I mean, this cast is star-studded, and it's a Tarantino film, and it's going to be... just a nail biter throughout. You're going to be on the edge of your seat. You're going to be laughing. You're going to be crying. And just a little tidbit, in Cannes, it got 6 straight minutes of a standing O. I don't know why anybody would stand for that long and clap for that long, but it had 6 minutes.
I'll tell you why they stood along. It was the authenticity. Because anyone who brings that to a film, that is what you look for when you're casting.
I didn't get to talk about the cast of The Lion King.
It's a bunch of lions.
It's a castle of lions.
It's voices.
It's going to be very different.
Speaking of voices.
It's going to change our perception of the way we grew up with cartoons.
Speaking of voices, there were a lot of people, and I'll shout out a couple more. Izzy Alaba, Marlena Milike. Both of you said, and I'm really looking forward to it also, Toy Story 4.
Can I be honest? I thought those were the first two actor names you were rattling off in The Lion King. I'm like... Ben, I know Seth Rogen's in there and James Earl Jones, but Izzy Alaba, I didn't see about this person in Sundance.
Ben likes the more undiscovered talent, the ones that are really dug in there, the backstage crew.
Yeah, really dug in Toy Story 4. Tom Hanks really dug in there.
I'm very excited for Toy Story 4.
And Woody Allen, just what unbelievable actors. And Toy Story is just such a classic. I hope that they don't fuck it up.
I don't think they can with that cast.
They,
and bringing,
they know
bringing
what they're
the
doing
at
Pixar. They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
But yesterday,
they made four of them. They got to know something.
The movie yesterday. I don't know if you guys have seen this preview. It's
Beatles.
Like it's like the guy hits his head. The Beatles have that got a lot of buzz on our on our responses. I got to be honest. I think it's a really stupid premise.
I've had enough. They keep doing this. It's Queen. It's Elton John.
No, but this is different. Why does one man hit his head and only the Beatles? Imagine if it was everything before like 1970.
Why is
it one band is just, I mean, yes, we have not seen the movie, so we don't exactly know the depth.
It's not a musical or it is? It's the same thing, right?
I think it is, but it's not. But those are biopics.
Yeah, no,
this is not a biopic.
It's based.
No, this is
off
just
of the Beatles,
a guy who's
not,
making money yeah. off of the Beatles as if they never. He's the only person on earth who has ever witnessed the Beatles, so he knows all the songs. He hits his head. The Beatles were never created. I don't know why the Beatles are singled out. Honestly, it's unfair. It's not nice to single out the Beatles. It should be every band, don't you think? Why are they singling out? It's a thing against Brits.
No, but
honestly.
This movie, you just summed it up for me. Thank you so much, Sandy Kenyon. Eyewitness News Movie Minute. I'm going to skip that movie. It sounds like trash.
Skip it.
This is why people read the Cliff Notes.
Sounds like trash. And thanks so much for tuning in. Episode 4 of The Schvitz. I'm Ben Soffer at Boy With No Job.
I'm Jack at Jack Not John.
I'm Vic at VWeb.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We have a private Facebook group called The Schvitzers. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Schvitz. I keep saying follow us on Twitter at The Schvitz, but I'm not positive that we own that handle.
I think that's on me. I'm supposed to be a little more active, and I think we do own that handle.
We do own that handle. All right, so you can follow us there. Until next time, folks,
keep schvitzing.
Keto season!